Okay, everybody, say today's daf is daf pei. And we're holding at the top of the Yomid. As you'll recall, yesterday we talked about, at some length, the difference between a Sris Odom and a Sris Chama. A Sris Chama is a person who is unfortunately born with the problem of being sterile. Sris Odom is talking about that he became sterile later in life, either because of Rachmon Litzlan, some sort of accident, a car crash, a building collapse, or whatever. Or it could even be that Chas Shalom he got some sort of debilitating illness or disease, which caused him to become sterile.
I understand Sris Adam, but what's Lashon Sris Chama?
That Mefarshim talk about that. Some say Sris Chama means that as he was born, he first saw the light of day. He was already a Soros at that time. But others give another interpretation. And perhaps you'll have another interpretation based on what the Gemara is going to say in another line. So the Gemara said, Minoa Yodinan, how do we know? We're on the top line of Pei Amar Aleph. Minoa Yodinan, how do we know that the person is a Sris Chama? Amar Rabbi Kalamatl Mayim Ve'enoi Oisekipa. You have a person who's Matl Mayim. He goes to the bathroom and he urinates and he doesn't make a kippa. I thought the word kippa means arc, A-R-C. I see that the article says it's an arch, A-R-C-H. Regardless of whether you spell it with an H or without an H, kippa, as you know, means like you have the arch, the famous arch, or the infamous arch in Rome, the arch of
Titus.
Exactly. So therefore, that's also the form of an arch. So here too, that the stream, when a person urinates, goes up like an arch. Anyway, if he's not Oisekipa, then Chas V'Shalom, the person is a Sris Chama. How does this happen? Is this genetic? Says, well, I'll tell you what happens. The Afya Ime B'Tiara is talking about that his mother went and baked bread at the hottest time during the day. B'Tiara means noontime, shortly thereafter, when it was very, very hot. There was no air conditioning. So you have both the heat of the tanner and you have the heat of the sun. Both of those affected the woman adversely. And B'Shasa Shichra Marka. And then she drank beer, which was Marka. Rashi has two pshatim in Marka. Either it means that it was beer that was mozug, which means that it was diluted with water. Others say V'ikadiyami Chozak, it was a very strong beer. Almost like Mikotze Ela Kotze in the two pshatim of the beer. But if a woman goes and bakes at the height of day, in the summer months, when the hot tanner, and all of that combined, and she's standing there, so that affected her body, together with drinking that beer, and then, unfortunately, and she was pregnant, so therefore the child inside, the fetus, unfortunately, became sterile as a result. Now, based on this Gemara, perhaps Sris Chama is related to the fact that it was as a result of the sun. The sun's heat, together with the heat of the tanner, that combined to make the fetus sterile. Om Rav Yosef, Haina de Shemano Li Ami, Ami referring to Reb Ami, says Rav Yosef, now I understand what Reb Ami was saying, the Omer Kol Shemei Imoi Lokui V'lo Yedana Mayniu. I heard Reb Ami saying something about that you have a child that comes already out of the mommy's womb, Lokui, already damaged, like damaged goods, and I didn't know what this is all about. But now I understand what we're talking about. The Omer of Yosef, Haina de Shemano Li Ami, you'll recall that only 2 days ago we had a similar expression, Amr of Yosef. If you go back to Ayin Zayin Omek Beis, second wide line, Amr of Yosef, Hay Nishmana Leila Rav Yehuda, the Amr Amma Mi Amma B'Liyadana. You'll notice in both cases there is an asterisk of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger tells us that this Gemara, Amr of Yosef, Hay Nishmana, is here in Ayin Zayin, here on Daf Bey, as well as a third time in Masechet Shabbos on Daf Chof Ches. He doesn't explain the significance thereof, but perhaps the significance is obvious. That is, Rav Yosef, unfortunately, was a Sagi Nohar. He was blind, and so therefore Rav Yosef said, I couldn't see what was going on in Bismedesh. I could only overhear what was going on. And therefore he heard Rav Ami talk about Shal Shum Imay Lokui. He wasn't exactly sure what that was about. He couldn't even see Rav Ami to ask him, so he heard something. But now he has a better feel for it based on our Gemara. So to my right, V'leichush Shema Hivri Ben Tayim. You recall back in our Mishnah when we talked about the Sris Odom and Sris Chama, there was a machloket between Rav Akiva and Rav Lezer. But in particular, Rabbi Akiva said, a sris odom choylet v'choltzen li'ishtoi, neshehoysa lo yishas ha-kosher. Even though, unfortunately, today, he's no longer able to go and impregnate women and become a father. However, at one time, he did have that koich. V'tzris chama lecholtz v'lecholtzen, because he never had a shas ha-kosher. Freiti mara, maybe he did. Maybe 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a week ago, there was an hour or a day when Baruch Hashem he was gesund, and maybe at that time he could have fathered a child. So even though maybe now not, but maybe at one time he did have a shas ha-kosher. So why would you automatically go and say lecholitz lecholitz and leishtoi? Perhaps he had a shas ha-kosher. Maybe we should be machmir and require chalitza. Maybe there was a short period of time that he was gizund. Since we know when he was born, he was already lokui. He didn't have that stream of urine. And now we see, unfortunately, the doctor's paskin, he cannot have a child. So therefore, we're not choshish that in between there was some period of time that he was hivri, and therefore we do not require a chalitza. So, Frank Dimon Moser Reb Mori, Reb Chanina Ben Atignas Oimer, Poin Kenoi Se Sholish Pa'amen, Betoich Shmoinim Yoim. What is this all about? This is a Gemara Mesechtes Bechoyreis, where it says over there that there are certain mumen that cause a Behema Bechor, a Bechor Behema, to be a Ba'amum, and therefore you don't have to bring it for a carbon in the Beis Midrash, but can be shechted outside the Beis Midrash as if it was Chul. So, Chulim Plus. So now the Gemara tells us that one of the movement is, or Rashi tells us one of the movement is Chavarvar. Chavarvar means white spots in the eye. If you see such a white spot in the eye, you take the animal to the veterinarian or to the optometrist or the oculist or whatever, optician, and they'll paskin, that's a mum. That's for sure a mum. So now if that white spot remains in place for 80 days, then this is a confirmed Baal Mum Kavua, and therefore you don't have to shecht it as a carbon, you shecht it outside the Beis Mikdash. Okay. So Bechanina Mantigna said, since we're talking about this 80-day rule, you've got to go and be boidik, in other words, look at the eye 3 times, which 3 times? At the very outset of the 80 days, the first day, the middle, like day number 40, and then the final day, day number 80, 3 times to go and check that the chavarvar, that those white spots are there. Oh, so you see that even though at the beginning it was lokui, and the end was lokui, I'm choishish that maybe it was hivri bentai. So why don't you say the same thing over here? Maybe this person was hivri bentai. Every malachad ever chayshin. If you're only talking about one eye, then I'm choishish. Since the amount of damage to this behema is relatively minor. It's only in one aver of the entire body. So, go and check it out. Maybe Hivri Ben Tayim, Baruch Hashem, it had refuah, and therefore the animal, in fact, is not a Baal Mum Kavua, and you cannot check it as Chulin outside the Beis Medish. However, the Kulei Gufa Loi Chashin, if you're talking about a person who is a Sris Chama, even though the Sris Chama only reflects itself, only materializes in Chad Aver down below, nevertheless, says Rashi, a Sris Chama is machmas choyli kol agufu. There's a problem in the entire medical, physical structure of that individual that causes him to be a Sris Chama. To assume that at some time in the past he was a Hivri, that we're not going to assume, because that really requires a lot of medical and physical restructuring and rejuvenation in the body. That's unlikely. If it's whatever, we are choshish. Okay, so tomorrow gets weiter. Rebbe Lezer Oimer Loi Ki. What was this all about? Back in the Mishnah, Rebbe Lezer said, Loi Ki Elis Riz Chama Chotz Cholzin, Neish Yish Lerefuah, Sris Odom Lechotz Cholzin, Neish Ein Lerefuah. So now the Gemara is going to tell us a little bit more about when a person is a confirmed Soris and when a young lady is a confirmed Eilinus for purposes of our Mishnah. Is there a mini? I'll ask you a kasha on Rebbe Elezer. Ben Esrim Shonavali Hevishte Saris. It's a Mishnah Mesechus Nida. If you have a 20-year-old boy, and he did not have 2 Saris down below, and, okay, let's continue on. Yaviu Ra Yishu Ben Esrim. Let him first prove that he is 20 years old. Let him bring out his passport or birth certificate that he's 20 years old. V'hu hasaris. V'hu hasaris, says Rashi, means, and he has developed simone saris. What are the simone saris? Our Gemara doesn't describe them, but on the Amud Beis, we're going to have five or six different mandiyamrim describing what simone saris are, such as that the person does not have a beard, and that he has such a feminine sounding voice, and things of that nature. We'll see Mechem on the Amud Beis, the simone saris. So v'hu asaris means, and he has developed simonim of sarisus, that he's a saris. Lo yichayus v'lo miyaman, because of the combination of the two, that this person has such simoni saris. And number two, he did not have shtei saris. And number three, he's now at the age of 20, now he is a confirmed saris for purposes of our Mishnah. Okay? And therefore, lo yichayus v'lo miyaman. Bas Esrim, now we're talking about a young lady. She is 20 years old. And she also didn't get Shtei Saris. Yaviu Raishi Bas Esrim, she should also prove that she is 20 years old. Vi Islandis, and she has Simone Islandis. We'll talk about on the Amud Beis what the Simone Islandis are. They are somewhat parallel to the Simone Saris. So she's 20, no Shtei Saris. She's Simone Islandis. Lechalesis, Lemisibemis, Divrei Beis. Beishami agrees with Beisil in every prat except with the age. And he says, you don't look at 20 years old. When you get to 18 years old, that's the cutoff point. From that point, we know that he is a Saris, she's an Islandess. Reb Lezer is the Yovi Akosav Shlishi Bechriya Beinei Mazocha Kidri Beisil, 20 years old. And the Kevi Kidri Beishami, 18 years old. Why? When it comes to the physicality of women, they mature more quickly than those of men. That's why a girl already has typically the Shtei Saris at the age of 12, and she becomes Bas Mitzvah at 12. Masha'en ken, a boy only gets Shtei Saris and becomes Bar Mitzvah at 13. So similarly, Saris and Islandess also, they have that maturity that they're Nebuch, a Saris and an Islandess respectively, at the age of 18 for an Isha and 20 for an Ish. Okay, so what's the Kasha now? Reb Lezer is the last one speaking over here. And we're talking about Nebuch a Sris Chama. And we're saying the Sris Chama, when he or she gets to the age of 18 or 20, and they have the Simonim, then they become a Saris. And what's the ramifications? So what did Beis Hillel say before? That he is a Saris and she is an Islandess. Loi Choy Latzes, Vuloi Mis Yabemes. Kum Tuchois, Reb Lezer, who is involved in this same Machlekes, is telling us by a Sris Chama that if he or she reached the age of 18 or 20 with the very simonim and no shtei saris, loy chol tzim loy miyam. But let's go back to the Mishnah. Reb Lezer says in the Mishnah, loy ki elis ris chama choylitz v'choytzim liyishto. You can do chalitza. So Reb Lezer is soiser himself. Yes. Reb Lezer in the Mishnah says, yo chalitza. Here he says, nish chalitza. Nigmar has two answers. First answer says, omer omi barta, kuli omer shmul, chazabay Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer changed his mind. There's one obvious question. From which one did he change his mind? From our Mishnah here, or the Mishnah in Mesechtes Nida? Which one did he change his mind? Let's try to bring a Rai Desanya. Now we have a Braisa, Reb Lezer Hoymer, same Reb Lezer. Sris Chama, Choylitz, V'choylitzin Li'ishtar, just like we have in our Mishnah. Shekein, B'minon Misrapin, B'Alexander Shom Mitzrayim. As you recall, the reason why Reb Lezer said in the Mishnah, why? The Sris Chama is Choylitz, V'neshiyesh Loi Refua. Now Reb Lezer didn't bring any factual evidence. He just said, there is Refua. So it could be that he read it in the medical books. Could be he saw it on Wikipedia. Maybe he heard Mipi HaShmur. We didn't have any hard evidence. Here in the Brice, he does have hard evidence. He says, don't you know? She came Mimina Mesrab, Al-Slam, Shom, Mitzrayim, Bifchas HaShom. Someone has this issue. They send them to Alexandria. They have the world famous Alexandria Mount Sinai Medical Center, and there they're able to go and give a refuah. Shai? So I see that there's a refuah.
How would you translate the word beminin?
How would you translate the word beminin?
Point.
What's a min?
Min is min.
No, not the kairos. Beminin over here. Min, beminai, the same category.
I see.
That species. Came beminin. If you have other Sris Chama, there's a special Sris Chama ward and department at the Mount Sinai Medical Center in Alexandria where they treat all of these Islandess and the Sarisim, and they all come back after that with a Refuah Shleima, and they can all get married.
I like it. It's Mount Sinai and Alexander Shel Mitzrayim, a very interesting a brand of a hospital. Yeah.
Exactly. That's how they were able to. Anyway, so what's the Gemara's Teretz? Well, the Gemara's Teretz is, says Rashi, two pshat. Pshat number one is, it's two against one. What are two against one? Our Mishnah holds Chaylitz v'Choltzin. That Braisa holds Chaylitz v'Choltzin. And the Mishnah Maseches Nida says, Loi Chaletzis v'Loi Misyavemis. Okay, so therefore you have two sources where Blezer says, yeah. One that he says, no. So in all likelihood, he changed his mind from the one in Nida, and that's why we have two against one. That's one pshat of Rashi. Second pshat of Rashi is, that if he was just changing his mind usually means one day he had a svara this way, and the next day he changed his mind and the svara is faket. Here, Reb Lezer is not talking about svaras. He's saying, I have hard medical evidence. Many people have gone to Alexander Shel Mitzrayim, they've had a refuah, they come back, and Baruch Hashem, everything is wonderful. Afterwards, they can father children, women can have children, Baruch Hashem. Ah, oh, so since he's talking about hard facts, so it's highly likely that Reb Lezer therefore changed his mind from Maseches Nida, and he holds like our Mishnah that Choylitz v'Choltzin l'Ishta, and that was the final psak of Reb Lezer. It's unlikely that he changed his psak after he had already established based on facts that they can have children. So it's unlikely that he changed his mind from that, so therefore more likely he changed two, and the final psak was Choylitz v'Choltzin. Fine. That's pshat number one, teretz number one on the steed of Reb Lezer and Reb Lezer. Reb Lozer Oimer, no, he did not have charota at all. Rather, b'chitnan hahi li'oinshin. There, in Maseches Nida, when Reb Lezer says, Hazocher k'divrei Beis Hillel u'kevei k'divrei Beis Shammai, he was not referring to Hilchos Yibam v'chalitza, he was referring to Hilchos Oinshin, meaning, as we know that a person cannot go and get punished until after he or she becomes a gadol or a gedoyla, bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah. We automatically think in our minds, bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah means 13 and 12, and that's typically 99.9% of the cases. However, what this Braisa was telling us is that by a soris or by an islandess, they didn't get the shtei saris, they didn't get the two pubic hairs. So we didn't know whether or not they were niskada, whether they became physically mature or not. And therefore, what are the cutoff periods of time? Says Reb Lezer, if they developed, not only that they did not have the hairs, but they also developed simone islandis or simone sris, then at the age of 18 and 20, respectively, then they become gedolim or gedolos, depending on the min, depending on the gender. For what purpose? That if they were to go and eat, for instance, chaylev, and they did it bishogeg, would they have to go and bring a korban or not? So if they have to be a bar chiyuva, they'd have to bring a korban. If they're not a bar chiyuva, they would not have to bring a korban. So that's what Reb Lezer was addressing with this zocher and nekeva, 18 and 20, not legabi hilchis chalitza, because based on chalitza, now he said in our Mishnah, choylitz v'choltzin li'ishtoi. That's what he said over there, 18 and 20 is legabi when this child happens to be a bar anshu. Now, what was the reason that the Gemara had a havamin in the first place, that this is a stira? Because if you go back to that Mishnah, you'll notice the mission began again at Urminhu, right? At the two dots. Ben Esrim Shana Vlehevi Shei Sarazi Mi Raishu Ben Esrim Vuhat Soriz Lei Choylitz Vlei Meyabe Vas Esrim Vlehevi Shei Sarazi Vi Ailonis Lei Choletzis Vlei Misyabemis. That was Beis Shammai says 18 and 18 years old. The Blezen now takes that mid-road Hazokha Kedivri Beis Hill 20 when the Kedivri Kedivri Shammai 18. So in the Havamin we assume that Reb Lezer is not only relating to the age limitations, 18 and 20, but he's talking about the halacha generally, the Gabi Chalitza Yibam. That's Reb Lezer said, no, he had nothing to do with it. He didn't get involved in Chalitza Yibam. He's only talking about the age limitations. Oh, about that he said, the Gabi Anshin, it's 18 here and 20 over there. And since we started speaking about that, the Gemara goes into it in a little bit more detail. Itma. Ochal chayla mi ben shteim esrei v'yoyim echad ad ben shmoyne esrei. The noldu boy simoni soris, ulachem mikan hevishte sarois, rav omer nasa soris lamafreya, ushmul omer kodin hoye boisisha. What is this all about? Now, although the lashon of this, lashon of this Mishnah, sorry, Nishka Mishnah, this machlokes rav and Shmuel, a member, although this machlokes talks in male terms, come on in. If you're looking for coffee, it's downstairs. Do you know where the downstairs is? Okay.
Second door. You'll see.
You're not going to find it.
On the left.
It's good.
Opposite the door going into Beis Medrash.
Okay.
Okay. There's a staircase going downstairs. Hatzlocha. Zokti Mar. It mitmar. Ochal chaylev mi ben shtei mesrei shana v'yem ben shtei mesrei v'yem mechad ad ben shmoin esrei the nolda boy etc. Now it says between the ages of 12 and 18.
Sounds like it's misplaced. It should be a girl, right?
So Rashi immediately comments that we're not talking about a boy. We're talking about a tinoikis, a young lady. Why do we have to talk about a young lady? Because by a boy, would anybody even talk about 12 years old? 12 years old has no halachic significance vis-a-vis a boy. Yeah. So by definition, we're talking about a girl. Why does it use the term boy? Chvaisnish, maybe because the Gemara wanted to be polite and didn't want to go and talk about women. Tznius, kavud bas melech panima. Anyway, whatever the reason is, we're talking about a girl. So you have a girl who's now 12 years old, v'yom echad, until the age of 18. The Noldu Boy Simoni Tzoros. Once again, Rashi says we don't mean Tzoros, we mean idleness. But since we're talking about boys in terms of 12 to 18, so we use the term again, Tzoros. So you have the girl, she has Simoni idleness. We'll talk about the Simonim on the Omid Beis in Yerza Hashem. And now she is over the age of 12, she's hit the age of 18. Well, Achamikan, and sometimes subsequently, at the age of Lamashal 25, Hevi Shteisaris. Then she finally got Shteisaris. So, what's the din by this young lady? Rav Omer Nasis Soris Lamafreya. She is going to become an islandess from the time of 12 years old. Meaning, when can we officially declare her an islandess? At the age of 18. The fact that subsequently she receives Shteisaris, that's Leimale Veleimoyrid. Because since she has developed Simone Ivanis, and she is now 18 years old and didn't have Shtei Saris until now, the Bezdin or the medical authorities or both can officially send her a certificate. You are now a confirmed Ivanis.
Doesn't it change the Chazaka that Mrs. Shtana that even though she was an Ivanis, but she was just late, she was delayed in developing. So why are we saying she's confirmed this in her previous status?
So that, in fact, is the chiddush of our Gemara. If you look at the second Tosfos, "V'la'achem ikan hevi saris," Rebusa Nakat, the afal pisha hevi saris. Years later, at the age of 20 or 25, lo yamrinan digloy milzul lemafreya shohiya cotton ad achshav shehevi saris. After all, he or she now had the saris, and they were cotton until now. Elachashiv legodel leRav. Rav says that he or she has already matured to be a gadol at the age of shteimes, right? Because Rav says nasa saris lamafreya, she becomes a confirmed islandess at the age of 18. However, now the doctor says she was already an islandess at the age of 12, and already at that time she was a gedola. And as far as Shmuel is concerned, Yudches, when we say at 18 years old that she has the simoni islandess, and we confirm her as an islandess, she's now an islandess mikan ulahaba. The fact that later on she has a shtei saris, that's already limale v'leimoyin, and that's the chiddush, says Toysis Rabusanaka, even though subsequently, yeah, at the age of 20, 25, they got shtei saris. Forget about those. Those already have no meaning, they're of no consequence. They are meaningless. So now that we've developed, now that we know for sure that this young lady is an islandess, the question is, from which moment on? Rav says, it works the mafreya, although we could not pronounce her an islandess until now, but now that we know she's an islandess, she was already an islandess at the age of 12, and therefore she was already a gedola at the age of 12. And according to Shmuel, no, she was an islandess, and she was a ketana until now. When we now call her an islandess at age 18, mikanul haba, she's a gedola. Until this time, she was a katan, or a ketana. Katan hoya ba'oisesha. So what nafkimina is there? The nafkimina is at the very beginning of this member. Itmar ochal chayla, between the ages of 12 and 18. According to Rav, since we now have established that she was a gedola at the age of 12, she unfortunately has to go and bring a korban, because she ate chaylev b'shogeg. She has to bring a korban chatzis. According to Shmuel says, no, she was a ketana until now. Now she becomes a gedola. Now you can go and do the bat mitzvah with the balloons, because she wasn't a gedola until now. She was a ketana. Therefore, she was potter from eating any onshim, including the korban of eating chaylev. Therefore, she does not have to bring a korban chatzis. She's off the hook. Okay, sounds good. Maskev l'Rav Yosef l'Rav. So Rav Yosef asks now the Rav the following question. I'm with the mayor. Yehelo knas. Why don't we say, according to the mayor, that an islander should be able to get a knas now for an earlier pitoy or oines that happened years before? What do we mean by that? The Torah says, of course, that if chas v'shalom a person is ma'anis or mafata a nara psula, says in the Torah he has to go and pay chamishim shekel. He has to pay a knas of 50 shekel. Now the question is: does that also apply to a ketana, a girl that wasn't yet a nara? You all recall that a ketana is until the age of 12. Nara has a 6-month period from 12 to 12 and a half, and after that the girl becomes a boigeris or a boigris. From 12 and a half and on, everybody agrees that there's no dinner knas because the Torah says a nara. Nara is until 12 and a half. Okay. The question is: what about a ketana? If she was only 10 or 11 years old and someone was ma'anis or mafata nebuch, this poor young lady, what's the din? Is there a din of knas? It's a machloikus between Reb Meir and the Chacham. The Chacham say yes, and Reb Meir says no. Reb Meir says only an hour, only an hour. Tana, no din of knas. Okay. So now what happens if the girl happens to be an islandess? So if she's an islandess, the halacha is there's no din of knas. Why? Because when are we going to establish that she was an islandess for sure? At the age of 18. Only from 18 and further can we go and say that she is an islandess. So what happened until now? According to Rav, she was already a gedola at the age of 12. According to Shmuel, she only becomes a gedola now at the age of 18. So, says Rav Yosef, according to Rav, why don't we say, even according to Reb Meir, there should be a knas. Okay, so let's step back. What happens if a perpetrator went and lived with this young lady between the age of 12 and 12 and a half? In other words, she was physically, according to her birth certificate, between 12 and 12 and a half. Okay, so since she was an islandess at that time, she was not a nara at that time. Therefore, we're not going to go and give her the benefit of any knas at that time. But now that she is 18, and now according to Rav, we're going to establish that l'mafreya, she was already a gedola at the age of 12. And the Gemara assumes that means that she was a nara at the age of 12, because that's what Rav said, Nasasuris Lamafreya, means an islandess Lamafreya, going back to 12 years old, like Toisa said at the top. Choshem Godol Rav Mishteim Esrei, from 12 years old. So I Bazoi, since she was a Nara retroactively, let her go to court now, 6 years later, and say, I want my knas because you were Ma'anis or Mafatami when I was already 12 years old and 2 months, between 12 and 12 and 6 months. Now, why is this not a kasha according to Shmuel? Because according to Shmuel, she was a ketana until now. She only becomes a gedola now at the age of 18. The whole time she was a ketana. According to the mayor, a ketana doesn't go and get knas. But according to Rav, if this works retroactively, so then at the age of 12 she became a gedola, and therefore, already at this time, we now know that she was a nara by Yom Mehaim between the age of 12 and 12 and a half. She should go and get a knas.
Isn't nara a calendar-based status, not a biologically based status?
I would have thought so, but our Gemara is telling us otherwise. An islandess does not get knas because she was not a nara at that time. If you want to see the Rashi to be more convinced, because I see you're not so convinced, islandess l'rav. Rav is about 6-7 lines into the wide line, smack in the middle of the line. L'rav.
Dumber.
At the time of 12, he or she, really, it's a doyla, right, becomes at the age of 12. And it's a meyeva knas. Chamishim kesef, alo metani mesechtes ksubus. Einlis ein lo, loy knas, v'loy pitui, in perik elu narois. Umakmina lo kremeya. Yomak tana, ein lo knas. Tana doesn't get knas, according to remeya. The island is, hoil the ein lo sa'arois, since she didn't have the shtei sa'arois, ktanahi, v'yomim shohis ru'uya l'naris. During the 12 to 12 and a half year period, which we're talking about, where you're saying, well, that's in the calendar base, right, but she didn't have shtei sa'aris, and therefore she was a ktanahi by yomim shohis ru'uya l'naris. Everybody else in her class, all of her friends, were all confirmed narois, but she unfortunately never got the shtei sa'aris. She is still a ktana. V'lo yamrinan kimin she'ov r'yud ches v'lo hevia nasid g'day l'mafreya. Why don't we say, according to Rav, that now that she is 18 years old, she still hasn't gotten the shtei saris. She does have simoni islandess. What does Rav say? She's a gedola mafreya. So now she's a gedola mafreya. Let's be machayev knas Esa oinza, let's go be koinis as oinza bimei nares, because of what happened 6 years ago. Bring that perpetrator back into Bezin and say, we've now confirmed that she was no longer ktana at 12. She never got the shteis aris. Even today she doesn't have the shteis aris. But since she's now 18 and she has simoni islanders, now we've confirmed that she became already a gdoil at the age of 12. If she would have eaten chaylev, then she'd have to go and bring a carbon chatos. So therefore, you should have to go and pay now the knas.
If she's a gedola from the age of 12, almost a mechayla varaya, why are we saying pay the knas? She was a gedola, she was post...
What means a gedola?
She was post, she's a bageris.
Ah, oh, that's Imoris Teretz. Omli abaya mikatnusa yotasa lebagor. Although by every normal young lady, there are 3 periods of time in their life. They're a ktan until 12. They're a nara from 12 until 12 and a half. And from 12 and a half and on, they become a bageris. An islandess skips that middle stage. She goes from Tana directly to Bergeris. There's no stop in between. It's non-stop flight from Katana to Bergeris. So therefore, at the age of 12, according to Rav, she's not a Nara Lamafreya, she's a Bergeris Lamafreya.
Yes.
What happened to those days of Naras? So Nidda, those days don't exist. And Baruch Hashem, you're accepting this as a Dover Poshet, but as we'll see now, the Gemara holds that this is a greiser chiddush. Now, who did Abaye say this to? This was a kasha that was asked by Rav Yosef. On Malay, Rav Yosef was so impressed. He said to Abaye, "Kol ki hani milim ma'aliyasa, such beautiful shtiklach toira and beautiful chiddushim. Yes, amu mishmoy. I'm jealous. I wish they would say it in my name. That Havai, I should be zochet to go and say something so smart that there was no nara. It goes straight from Ktana to." But yes, and says Rav Yosef, this Anya, I'll even bring a raya that Abaye is correct. Right. Where does he bring a raya from? Says the Braise, Ein Asoris Nidoin ki ben Soir Umoira, Lefisha Ein ben Soir Umoira, Nidoin Ela Bechasim, Zokin HaTachtoin. This is a little bit off course, and nothing to do with our Sugya. This is talking about if you have a ben Soir Umoira. We all know ben Soir Umoira means a rebellious son. What are the rules and regulations? That's a full sugya in Masechta Sanhedrin. But basically what the Gemara says is, you cannot be a Ben Tzair HaMoira from the age of 1 to the age of 120. You can only be a Ben Tzair HaMoira from the period of when the child becomes 13 years old after his bar mitzvah, until Chasim HaZok and HaTachten, which means not just Shtei Saris, but it means that down below there is a lot of pubic hair which is covering that whole region. How long does that take? Half a year, a year, whatever it happens to be. During that period of time, if the Ben Tzair HaMoira does things that he's not supposed to do, then the Hilchos Ben Tzair HaMoira apply to him. Okay, that's all fascinating, but has nothing to do with us. Getting back to us, continues the price of Ein Islandess Nidoinis Kinara Hamurasa. Ein Islandess can never have the status of Nara Hamurasa. Nara Hamurasa would apply if Chas HaShalom someone was boil and nara hamurasa, when then normally the person would get skila. Here it doesn't apply, because she never becomes a nara hamurasa. She's a mekatnusa yotasa lebagar. She goes straight from katnus to bagrus without stopping in the nara's position or stage at all. Oh, Sir Yosef said, Abaye, not only did you say such beautiful Torah, I found a brisa that holds just like you.
One time the guy is still,
he's a Russian.
He still committed a high misa.
Okay.
She's not going to walk because
she will.
Is she betrothed? Is she already married? Yes, she is.
She's married. Absolutely.
So therefore, maybe he doesn't get the din of a Nara Marasa, but he should get the din of Misa.
Well, normally, if you're talking about post Nisuin, then there's a din of Chemesh by the Eishes Ish. If you're talking about an Eishes Koyin, then you have a din of Sreifa.
Yeah.
Whether or not by a Nara Hamurasa, who is not a Nara Hamurasa, meaning what happens if you have an older woman, older than Nara, a Boigris Hamurasa, whether they are the din of Chenek or not, I'm not sure. Could be it's only after Nisuan. I don't know. Mi'at Hashem will get to Eilin Naris and the second.
But even if she'd be a Katana, and her father was Makadosh her, yeah, and someone has relations with her, she's anything she did is Baratza, she's Petura, she's a Katana, but the perpetrator is Chaya Misa.
He's certainly a bad guy. Whether or not he would get Misa or not, okay, we have to wait for Eilin. Okay. Yes, sir.
General, not Nara, but
Bagheris.
Bagheris, who's not Russo.
Correct.
He's not Chaya Misa.
The assumption is yes. When, where, how, what the biblical derivative and sources, I do not know. The answer when we get to Maseches Ksuvos, it's going to discuss these things in far more detail. But for our purposes, we know that, says the Gemara, or says this Braisa, that an Eilinus cannot have a din of a Nara, because from Katna she jumps to Bakras.
Nabaya was a Talmud, Rabbi Yosef, so mm-hmm, correct, very proud of his
student. Rabbi Yosef was very proud, absolutely. Zog Gemara Baita, Omer Bavo, Simoni Soros Vailinus, Uben Shimoina, and Uysen Behem Maasa, Achihu Ben Esrim. Who Ben Shmoina Mikachai. Okay, so now Rebavo starts off. Simoni Soros Vailinus. Ben Shmoina, let's talk about in a moment. What's the din of Simoni Soros Vailinus? And Uysen Behem Maasa, we do not deem them to be Gedolim or Gedolos, Achihu Ben Esrim, until they're 20 years old. And therefore Rebavo is paskening like Beis Hillel, who we had in the Brice before, that said Ben Esrim. It was Beis Shammai that said both of them were 18, and it was Reb Elazar that said it depended whether it's a girl or a boy, and by a girl it's 18. And since, although we kept on talking about in masculine terms about a Ben Shmoina Esrei and a Ben Shtei Esrei in Saris, as we recall, Rashi said we're talking about a girl, and that's why we talked about the 18 years old, which would be consistent with Reb Elazar, as well as consistent with Beis Shammai. But Reb Avohu said, "But we paskin like Beis Hillel, both for girls and for boys, Achihu Ben Esrim." But now Reb Avohu threw in something else, threw in a wild pitch or a wild curve or whatever they call these things.
Curveball.
I'm sorry.
Curveball.
A curveball. Oh, shkoyach. Oh, Ben Shmoina. What's my name? Ben Shmoina. Ben Shmoina means a child that was born at the age of 8 months, meaning after 8 months of pregnancy. At the times of Chazal, there was no such thing as a viable child 8 months pregnancy. Either it was a zibula at the end of 7 months, or it was at the end of 9 months. But 8 months, that didn't exist. So if a child was born at the end of 8 months of pregnancy, the child would not live. So now Reb Avohu says something very strange. An eight-month-old was born, and we're not going to say about this child that he's a bar kayama, unless and until he lives to the ripe old age of at least 20 years old. Wow. Until that time, his life is kind of hanging in suspense. Is he a bar kiyama? Is he not a bar kiyama? Before all of you jump on the Gemara and on me, the Ramban and Rashi and other Rishonim challenge Rashi, and they say that it's very hard to believe that if you have a 19 years old who is able to go and jump like one of these basketball players and be always get the ball into the basket, into the hoop, or he's able to go and pick up a heavy Sefer Torah on Devarim, Hagba, and he can do it backwards without even thinking. It's hard to say that I'm not sure yet whether he's a Bar Kayama. Let's wait until he gets to the ripe old age of 20. And because of that, the Baal Amor and others have a different shot in the Gemara. But this is the way Rashi learns. Yes, sir, Jeff.
Hi, good morning. Does he become a bar mitzvah? What happens when he reaches bar mitzvah age?
We're not talking over here about bar mitzvah. We're talking about whether he has the status of a bar kayama. Bar kayama, whether he's considered to be a viable child, so to speak. If you look at Rashi on the bottom, two lines from the bottom, Uben Ches, Shenoy L'Ches Chadoshim, he was born after 8 months pregnancy. You don't consider him to be a full-fledged Ben Kayyam. I know for sure that this guy is going to live. Bishvil Simona. Kloima. Avu Bisha Gomru Simoni Sari Vitsiparnov. Kishanoilat. Even though when he was born, he looked like he was a full-term child, that you already had hair on his head, he already had fingernails, etc. Afalohi. Loyamriya Bar Kayyamuhu Vadai. Achia Ben Esrim Shani. He doesn't have the status of being a full-fledged Bar Kayyam, that I know that he's full-term Bar Kayyam, until he's 20 years old. The Gemara doesn't discuss what the halachic ramifications are. So what does that mean? Is he your bar kayama, nish bar kayama? So there are a couple of ways that at least one can speculate what the Gemara is referring to. For instance,
Exactly. Is he a bar kayama? Did you kill a living person or not?
Okay.
Jeff, that would be helpful as a defense.
Do you hear? you can use that as a defense. He was never a bar kiyam in the first place, so therefore you killed the
dead man.
Right,
exactly. He was not.
Good. That's a wonderful, wonderful.
And these cards doesn't make a difference because they kill, pregnant women's fetuses, so they don't. Really,
unfortunately. You know? Anyway, so therefore, getting back to the Gemara, two lines at the bottom. So now, the Gemara is saying is, if you have a ben shmoina and he reaches the age of 20, you now know that he is a bar kiyam. Frank Timur, ben shmoina mikachaya, does an a child that lived 8 months inside his womb and is born, can he or she live until the age of 20? He's considered to be like a piece of stone. He also, when it comes in Shabbos, you're not allowed to even pick him up. He's considered to be, unfortunately, like a mess. The whole thing is never a mess. What happens? The mommy wants to go and nurse this child. She's allowed to bend over. Can't pick him up. She can bend over and go and be menika and nurse him. What is this sakana? So the top Rashi says, sakana shneyem haben v'ho'eim shloyar becholav hadadin v'ti'ones v'tomus. If she's not going to let out some of the milk, she might get too much milk and she can come lidei sakana.
What does Rashi mean? Shneyem. Sakana shneyem.
The baby also doesn't get fed.
He's considered heaven. He's considered a stone.
He's not going to live, but still, right now he's living. You got to feed him.
Yeah. So notice, you can't pick him up, but you can feed him.
Right. Yes. Right. So, exactly. Or you bend over, and you can feed him.
So do you see the before the word Sakanish name? Do you see that there's a phase inside a parentheses? Do you see that?
I do. Yes.
Okay. So please turn to the Bach in my Gemara. It's on the left hand margin. Ois Beis Rashi Memnei Sakanis Hashneim. So Rashi Nishim Betzidoi says the Bach Nishim Betzidoi who Masech the Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Hey. The same Gemara appears in Masech the Shabbos. Pirush Rashi Rak Misham Sakones Aim Ayin Shom Ubetoises. So therefore, the Rashi in Masech the Shabbos holds exactly like you that in fact it's only Sakones Aim. Why not the Sakones Aben? Toises in Masech the Shabbos explains the Rashi because since he's not considered to be a bar kiyama, he's considered to be like a stone. You're not allowed to even pick him up, so you're not worried a bit about his sakana because you're worried about someone that is not a bar kiyama. But the problem is sakana of the ayin. Yeah, that is sakana. So therefore, a lot of mefarshim ask the stira between this Rashi and that Rashi. Although the Bach doesn't ask in the form of the stira, he says, look it up over there, and you'll see Rashi says elsewhere says otherwise in the other Rashi. So there's a lot of the mefarshim talk about this sakana in great detail. But anyway,
it's interesting that they would come and say akadekach, because I would say, maybe this baby, most of the time, but the baby looks fine, looks great, but you're going to just cast the child aside.
So we're not finished yet.
Okay.
So says the Gemara, so we just said now that a 8-month-old can go and grow to 20 years old, and at that time, at the age of 20, we know that the child is viable. Didn't we just say a moment ago the child's not viable at all, and you don't even go pick him up on Shabbos because we consider it to be a dead child? So that's a stira. How can he live until 20 if he's dead at the age of at birth? Oh, it's talking about Taki was born after 8 months, but when he came out of the mommy's womb, surprise, surprise, he had full hair on his head, he had fingernails, so therefore he acted like a full-term baby. And what's the halacha then? Oh, deciding we have a braisa. Ezo ben shmoina, koshele, kolu lechadoshim. What's the definition of ben shmoina? That he didn't live for the entire 9 months in the mommy's womb, only for 8 months. And therefore, he's not considered to be a bar kayama. Rabbi Oimer simonim moichichen olav. How do you know that he's a ben shmoina, and therefore he is a mesukan, and therefore I'm assuming that he's not a bar kayama? In the case of that he had simanim mechichen olav, let's look for simanim. Sa'oroi v'tziparnev shaloi gomru. If, in fact, this child is born after end of 8 months, and we see that the hair did not develop, and the fingernails did not develop, so we see that there's something missing, that you can confirm that's a ben shmoina, that lekolo lechadoshav, and he's not a bakayam. Now the Gemara is medayik. Taimad legomru. Hagomru amrinan hai bar zayinhu. Says the Gemara, if in fact the child comes out after 8 months of pregnancy, but the child has all the normal simanim of growth of a child, here on the head, and fingernails on the fingers, then you say that the child really was a full-term 7-month baby. Why did he come out after 8 months? He was a delayed baby. He was hanging out, he was taking a vacation. Not in Florida, but he was taking a vacation there in the womb for an extra month, waiting there, figuring it's nice and warm, it's kishmak, and he just stayed around. Now, I know this sounds kind of a little bit strange, but you can hear something which is a little stranger. You had a husband and wife. The husband went away for a business trip for a year. And he was away for 12 months. And right before he comes back after a year, the wife gives birth to a baby. And everybody says to themselves, this must be a very suspicious situation.
Yeah.
If he's not been here for a year, and how did she have a baby? Uh-oh. Says the Gemara, Rava Toisvav Achshirei. Rava Toisvav said, no, I can assume that this baby is a kosher baby and not a mamzer. How? Kiman kerebi, the Amma Mishtar. Just like Rebbe said that a baby waits sometimes. Now the Gemara is bothered by that and says, Rebbe would sound like a das yochid, this idea of a baby waiting around inside the mommy's womb. That sounds strange.
Waiting especially, 7 to 8 months, not waiting from 9 months to 12 months.
Especially since the case that we gave now of Rebbe was a 1 month wait, and here Rav Tzvi is talking about a 3 month wait. Isn't that something very, very unusual? How can he paskin like Rebbe? After the Gemara, no, kim the ikar Mishim Gamliel the Amar Mishtohi Kirabim Ovad. I find that Rebbe has another colleague, Reb Shimon Gamliel, who holds the same way. Note that Reb Shimon Gamliel also doesn't talk about the unique case of 3 months, but he does hold the same. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Eimer Kol Shushah, Shloishim Yoyim Ba'adam, Eina Nefel. Anytime that they wait around 30 extra days.
That's Rebbe's father.
That's fine. It's good that the father and son learn together in the same way.
Regardless of when it's born.
Yes. Regardless of when it's born, yeah, exactly. If sure lamed yoyim ba'odim, if the child waited around an extra 30 days in the mommy's womb, ain't a nafel, it's not considered to be a nafel. The halacha of Shimon Gamliel also applies after a baby is born.
Right, that's what I thought.
Yes, 100%. You thought correctly for the second time today. Your idea up at the top, mamish like the Rashi Masechta Shabbos, and here you're thinking so just like Rav Shimon Gamliel.
So now that you have this club, if you have Rav Shimon Gamliel, the whole 8 months thing falls away.
No, what Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying is, not in this strange case about the pregnant woman that her husband was away for a year. Everything okay?
No,
something goes
on? We still have to show that any baby that survives for 30 days is no longer nafel, correct?
Reb Shimon Gamliel is talking principally about a child that was born that everybody said...
Well, it's a 12-month business.
Reb Shimon Gamliel said a child that's born after 8 months of pregnancy, people are saying this is probably not a bar kayama. What are we going to do? So, Reb Shimon Gamliel, we have the 30-day test rule. If the baby sticks around for more than 30 days, then we know for a fact that this is a bar kiyama and it's not a nafel. 8 months plus 1 month, 9 months, everything is great. But our Gemara is applying this rule not only after the birth of the baby. Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying that even in utero, the child could be an extra 30 days delayed. That the child was born really a 7-month full-term baby, but stayed around inside the mommy's womb for a vacation for another 30 days and came out 30 days later. So the Gemara is applying that and saying, Rebbe agrees with Shem Gamliel, father and son, Oisiv yes benoi biyom echad, they both agree in unison that a baby can be delayed inside the womb. Yes, Reb Simcha.
So, now, we learned prior that when the baby's born in the 8 month, so you're not touching it, pick it up. So
right.
Now, assuming if we hope from Rav Shimon Gamliel's club, so there has to always be the tzad to say that it's not a nefil. The tzad today it's about kayom. Why? Because in the last 30 days, they can't. So would that, based on Rav Shimon Gamliel, take away the ogzer of picking up a Shabbos? So,
right, what's the case of a ben chesna? It's always a ben zayin.
It's always
you're both asking excellent questions. But you're leaving out one nakuda.
It's not complete.
The question is whether or not gomroi simonov or not. Rebbe says, if the child comes out, you have seir and tziponayim, just like a regular child, then you assume that it was a full-term baby. Why is there an 8-month pregnancy? It was 7 months plus a vacation of an extra 30 days. Rav Teisva takes this one step further and says you can even have a vacation of 3 months. Therefore, it was a full-term baby of 9, stayed around for another 3, and that's 12 altogether. Who else holds this idea? Reb Shimon Gamliel. But Reb Shimon Gamliel would also agree, like Rebbe, that the simanim are mechichin olav if it was full-term and it was sarat tziponayim at 30 days, then we know for sure everything is great. However, if there are no tziponayim and there are no seyar after 8 months, that's when the Gemara said, Harihu ke'evin the osel
chaltaloi. So I have a question. Here, Rabbi is saying that an 8-month baby, if he survives 1 month, is not an NFL.
Correct.
And therefore, it could be, and therefore could be carried around.
Correct. From that point on.
Right.
Good.
Now, the question is not so much on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but on Rabbi Yehuda. What's the source of this idea of Rabbi Yehuda that you have to wait until he's age 20 to prove that he's not an NFL? Is there any
good question? Great question.
That's a whole different thing, though.
And that's why the Rishonim are very, very upset with the Rashi, and they say, how is it possible that Rashi should have a thought that we're going to decide at the age of 20 whether this is a Bar Kiyama? Just the fact that he's lived for 20 years, that would seem to be the best indication that he's a Bar Kiyama, especially if he's carrying weights, a heavy weight to pick cover upper in the age of 19 and a half, wouldn't you say for sure he's a Bar Kiyama? That's why the Baal Amor and other Rishonim disagree with Rashi. What is their pshat? They have a different mahalach, a different pshat in the Rashi, in the Gemara. They disagree.
Okay, well, is it possible, though,
yes,
that this construence of Rabbi Yehuda, that he's not referring to age 20 years, but age 20 months?
Where's that from? Where would you find 20 months? There's no 20 months.
30 days.
Yeah, the only problem with that svara is Reb Avo has coupled the Ben Shemoyne together with the Saris and the Islanders. If you go back to the Omer Aleph, Simani Saris v'Islanders u Ben Shemoyne ain oisim ben maaset shehu ben esrim. So what you're saying is, by the Saris and the Islanders we mean ben esrim, 20 years. By the Ben Shemoyne we mean 20 months. And therefore, that would be a difficult pshat to try to say that the Ben Shmoinim, the Ben Esrim, is referring here to one thing and Ben Esrim is referring to something else. But anyway, it is a difficult Gemara, and we're going to continue on. Tana Rabban. Zokta Libraisa. Eizeu Suris Chamo. What's the definition of a Suris Chamo? Koshu Ben Esrim, 20 years old. That's like Beisil. And did not have the normal two hairs at the time of Bar Mitzvah. And even if subsequently he developed two hairs, when he became 25, then he is a Soros for all purposes. And, but it has to be that he has Simone Soros. It's not enough that he becomes 20 and he didn't have Shtei Soros. What are the Simonov? Eilen Simonov. He doesn't have a beard. Vesare lokoi. Rashi says sare lokoi means he has rach, that his hair is very soft. Ubesare machlik, and he has very smooth skin, meaning that he doesn't have any hair growing out of his skin, like men typically do, but more like a lady that typically does not grow any major hair. Ribshim gamliel oimim mishum Reb Yehuda ben Yair, kosha ein meimav malin resichois, that when he goes to the bathroom and he urinates, you don't find any bubbles as a result of his urination. V'yesh omrim kalamatul mayim ve'ein oisim kippa, like we had on the Amid Aleph, by the Sris Chama, that there is no arc or arch when the person is urinating. V'yesh omrim kosher shechva zarei doiche. The word doiche over here perhaps should be more like dochui. Rashi says kosher shechva zarei doiche means she'enoi kosher eletzol kamayim. In other words, it's very, very liquidy, and it is transparent like water, as opposed to shechvazera, which is thicker and has such a white color. V'yesh amrin, kol she'ein meimei raglav machmitzin. Rashi says that means that if you allow the mei raglaim to stand in a kli for a period of time, that it doesn't start having a terrible odor. then it's a siman that he is Nebuchadnezzar's. Achayim oimim kosher roichitz bimei haksham, bimei haksham. He takes a shower during the winter days. Veim psorim ma'ale hevel. And when he's showering, or after he finishes showering, you don't see any steam coming up from his body. That's a siman that he's a soros. Reb Shimon Elazar oimer kol shekoloi lokoi, that you can hear in his voice that when he speaks or when he sings, they nicker bein ish leisha. In other words, he has more of a feminine type of voice as opposed to a masculine voice. I don't know how to describe it. Softer, I guess.
High pitched, bro.
High pitched. No, it's not high pitched.
I'm like Shah Yellen's voice.
Well, whatever.
How's my voice?
Yeah, very deep.
Your voice is a beautiful voice. Okay. We always look forward to your saying Halal on Rosh Chodesh because it's a beautiful voice. Anyway, but it's a high pitched voice or it's a soft voice or whatever it is, it's a feminine type of voice.
Any one of these or all of these?
That's a very good question. And that's going to be a machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. Stay tuned in another 7 lines. So those are all the simanim of a saris. Lazy eyeless. How do you define an eyeless? What's her simanim? Koshe he bas esrim. She's already 20. Levia beisar. She didn't have two saris yet. Vafila hevia lachem. Even though she has later on at 25, but she's considered an eyeless lechol dvarel, assuming that she has the simanim. What are the simanim? Eilin simanel. Koshe in ladadim. She doesn't have the normal mature growth of a normal lady. She doesn't have dadim. Umiskashe b'shas tashmish. Rashi says that means that it's difficult for her to be osik and tashmish with her husband. Tashmish koshala, it's painful. Reb Shimon Gamliel oimer kosher ein la shipulei me'ayim kinoshim. What means shipulei me'ayim? Rashi says k'min kaf lemala mi'oisem mokem. Above the oisem mokem by the women, there's usually some protrusion of some sort. Rashi calls k'min kaf, and here she doesn't have that type of protrusion right on top of the oisem mokem. Reb Shimon Elazar oimer kosher koyla over. Oh, she has a thick masculine voice. Ve'ein nikeres beit ishal ish, and you can't even tell whether this is a woman singing or whether this is a man singing. These are the simani anis. Now you remember the Barry asked a moment ago, do you have to have all or one? Itmar simani saris of Huna Omar Achiu Kulam. You have to have all of the simani. If you only have some of the simani, you're not a confirmed saris. It's got to be all of them. As long as you have one of them, Ishara Simon, that the person is a Saris. If, in addition to any of these Simon, the child, the person, also has at least two Saris, Bezokin, Zokin over here presumably means the upper there, not down below, because we're talking about the whole time he didn't have Shtei Saris, but he has some little beard coming out, Kulyamali Pligi, to Achihu Kulan, then to go and pronounce him to be a soris, he would have to have all of those simanim. Since he has a tashtikal simon of a mature boy, because he already has shtei saris coming out of the zakim of his beard, it's kol yamalei pligi de'achi kulan, then you'd have to have all of the simanim that we enumerated. Ki pligi, where's the machloikin b'shaloi hevi? That he didn't have any beard at all. Zero. Aha. So you want to hold the omlehu, rabba baravu le rabbona, aynu bei berav nachman, Ibisori Male Hevel Asivlei Brat. Rabba Baravua had a daughter, and they suggested for his daughter Rav Nachman. We all know Rav Nachman was a very great Talmudic scholar, right, and so therefore he was desirous of having Rav Nachman as his son-in-law. Rav Nachman apparently did not have any beard to speak of, and so therefore people were saying, maybe he's a Saris. If he's a Saris, then Rabba Baravua would not want his daughter to marry him, because he wants to have, of course, Eniklach, and to have a normal life with a husband that can go and father children. So he said, you know what? When Rav Nachman goes to the mikveh, to the Beis HaMerchitz, after he's finished, go and see whether or not Psorim Male Hevel. If you see that there's steam coming up, then I know for sure that he is not an islandist. I'm sorry, not a Soris, because we said that one of the Simari Soris is that he does not have any Hevel. That was the Lushan before. Ein Besorim Male Hevel. He Male Hevel. I know for sure that he's not a Soris. So he bazoi lechori kiman kravuna. He must hold like kravuna. The Ravuna says a confirmed saris is only if you have all of these simanim. As long as one simon is missing, then we know that he's not a saris.
He may not be a confirmed saris, but he could be a suffix saris.
Fine. I'm sorry for using the term confirmed. The point is that the Gemara said before, according to Ravuna, if you have all of the simanim, you're a saris. If you're missing one of the simanim, you're not a saris. Oh. Said Rabbi Ravua, just check on this one simon. If he's Malahavel, I know he doesn't have all the simon. He's Saris. done, we'll be able to go ahead with the shidduch. So l'chayyur he holds like Rafuna. He goes according to Rabbi Yochanan, I feel the Echemen. Fine, he's not mala the steam, mala hevel. But maybe he has the other simanim. Perhaps, for instance, maybe Kaila Lokoi, that he doesn't sing like a man sings. Or maybe Merglayim are Yom Machmetz, Nish Machmetz. So the Chayra have a Raya to Rafuna, and not like that, not that we have a Raya, but that we see that Rabbi Baravu is passing like Rafuna, and not like Rabbi Yochanan. So Timur Loi, Rav Nachman, Sichi, Dikna Havilei. He did have some simanim coming out from his beard. Rashi says, Sichi are Yesedois Azokin. I'm not exactly sure what Yesedis are, that normally means a peg. So it means up a couple of years here and there, becoming the Koimas. Ah, so therefore, he already looked up a shtickle masculine, if you will. So in such a situation, Rabbi Yochanan would hold, oh, all I need to have is one more simon that he has. He doesn't. Rabbi Yochanan normally says, I feel a bit echemian, even with one simon of Saris or Srisus, I know the guy is a Saris. Yeah, but here I have a countervailing factor. What is that countervailing factor that he has to have? See, shtickle beard? So then Rabbi Yochanan would hold like Rav Huna, that if you want to call him a Saris, you'd have to have many simon, not just one simon. You'd have to have the whole list that the Gemara gave, the whole package. Oh, and since all you have to do is find one that he's Mala Havel, then I know he's not a Saris, and we can go and have him as a Chos.
Didn't Rabbi marry Yalta?
Didn't he marry the daughter of the Rosh Galusa?
Number one.
Was his son-in-law.
Yeah, the son-in-law, that's what I'm saying.
Rav Nachman's
son-in-law. Oh, his
son-in-law. Number one, there are a number of Rav Nachmans in Shas. You have Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, you have Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. And Toysis on occasion asks about Rav Nachman, Stam Rav Nachman, is this Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak? Is it Rav Nachman bar Yaakov? Is this a third Rav Nachman? The name Nachman, even today, there are a fair number of Nachmans around. So this could have been a different Rav Nachman than the other one. Moreover, it could be that this is a second zivig or a first zivig, and therefore we're not talking about at the same match. Anyway, regardless, let's call him instead of a Nachman, call him a Moshe. The point is he Mal Hevel? He's not Mal Hevel, and if we wanted to go and say we have a right to Avuna, so he might Nishkarai. Right, the Hasaras Lechoyvus Lemiyabam Vechein Islandis. Says the Gemara, in our Mishnah, we had initially a machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lezer. What is the definition of a soris who cannot be choylet or ein chotzli ishtoi? According to Rabbi Akiva, he said that's referring to a sris chama, because he never had a shasa koisha. Rabbi Lezer says that's referring to a sris adam, because ein loy refu. And then the Mishnah said towards the end, hasoris loy choylet v'loy miyavim. And it didn't tell us which soris we're talking about. Are we talking about a sris adam? Are we talking about a sris chama? Are we paskening like Rabbi Akiva? Are we paskening like Rabbi Lezer? The Mishnah left it vague and ambiguous. Asoris lechodes lemiya. Says the Gemara, Tony soris dumya de islandis. Since immediately thereafter it says v'chein islandis, like the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah. Ah, so we make as ashtikel hekish. Ma islandis b'dei shemoy. The definition of an islandis, a woman that became sterile, the Gemara assumes that islandis means that she was born that way, and as one could tell from all the physical simonim, she remained in Nebuchadnezzar an islandis, that she is sterile. We're not talking about a lady that subsequently loses her ability to become a mother. And so therefore, just like an islandis b'dei shemoyim, Afsaris is also b'dei shemoyim, by the fact that Rabbeinu HaKodesh coupled them together. Asaris l'chodes l'yam, chen islandis, oh, stomach Rabbi Akiva, and therefore apparently Rabbeinu HaKodesh wants to pass on Rabbi Akiva. Until now we had Machloikis, V'yachakach Stam, like Rabbi Akiva, the Amidei Odom, in Bidei Shemoyim Loi, the Bidei Odom, then there is a din of Cholitz V'cholzim. However, if it's Bidei Shemoyim, meaning a Sris Chama Loi, then there is no din of Chalitza, like Rabbi Akiva Paskin. Stop over here, boys, to be continuing the gem tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Zagizint, Zagizint.